We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Just a few minutes left here as we have City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Ucciaretti from the Manhattan City Commission. And they meet tonight at 7 o'clock in City Hall, and we have a few items on the consent agenda tonight.
We do. Just a couple to highlight there. One, which I alluded to a little bit earlier about finishing out the North Manhattan Avenue project this summer. And in order to do that, we need to pre-order some traffic signal poles. We buy all of our traffic signal poles from Valmont Industries in Omaha. That was the next nearest plant is in Ohio, so it's not really feasible to order something from Ohio. Valmont was hit by the flooding, their facility there near Omaha over this past year, and so they're behind in their schedule. And so if we wait and did this traditionally after we've awarded the bid, the poles wouldn't show up in time. So we're going to pre-order the poles, and then we're asking permission for the commission to approve that. Obviously, you know, even if we don't move forward on that project, we'll have the signals and we can store them for the future, because we'll need to improve that intersection one way or the other in the near future. But it is about a $55,766 expense. I guess the other advantage is we won't have contractor markup on that. So it's something we'll provide to the successful contractor for that. So we're asking permission for that. We also have a water and sewer master plan update, as well as our asset management data collection and a strategic implementation of projects in our water and sewer division, and we're asking the commission to accept the recommendation of the consultant from the selection committee and authorize city administration to negotiate a professional services agreement with Olson and Associates for that. We're also requesting to renew our contract with Burbridge and Trahan of Topeka for our auditing services. And that's pretty much it. The mayor has some board appointments.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes, so we reappointed a few people to the Arts and Humanities Advisory Board, Charlene Bronson, Karen McCullough, and Sujatha Prakash, and Bobby French to the Downtown Business Improvement District Advisory Board, and Jerry Sextro to the Human Rights and Services Board. Appointments are always extremely important, and if you are interested in any of our advisory board committees, just go on to our website and fill out an interest form. That's one way to participate and take advantage of the policies that are in place and learn more about what the city does. And you might want to run for office one day. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, if you missed any of our conversation today, you can always catch the on-demand portion of that on newsradiokman.com. It should be up here shortly after the program wraps up. Guys, appreciate you coming out, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And Ron Fear and Ucciaretti are guests here this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have USD 383, Marvin Wade, superintendent, and board member Carla Hagemeister. The Manhattan Fire Department will join us, and we'll also get an update on that fundraiser or the Flint Hills Breadbaskets Super Bowl event they had this weekend. Mary Beth Kiefer and Bill Kennedy will join us.